news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, clouds have hung on overnight, and we're sitting at 60. Dr. Bill's got more information on our forecast coming up right after we check the ride in. Here's Caden with traffic on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Suggs Towing Recovery Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department just have one accident off Schillinger and Three Knots Corona Road. State troopers are clear, and we've got light traffic, even though the school buses are traveling again back into Mobile and Baldwin County. Back to reality for folks back to work and school off the new year. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road. They offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the brand new four-bedroom, two-bath Patriot the Revere double wide and pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5, and welcome to 2019. Glad to have you. Everybody good?
Good morning.
Good morning. Pointed out on Twitter this morning, said something to Dalton when I saw him first thing this morning. You know how New Year's Eve we call amateur night? Mm-hmm. As people go out who they don't drink very much, and next thing you know, they're hugging a trash can or something like that. And
two glasses of champagne later.
Right, and then they're sick or whatever. Okay, so this morning, January 2nd, amateur morning. So I'm on the way in the 4 o'clock hour when I normally head in here to the radio station, and I'm used to seeing a certain number of vehicles heading to work, a certain number of people out walking, you know, doing their exercise routine and all that. Numbers tripled, if not quadrupled, this morning of cars out early and people out exercising. Don't worry, this too will pass.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all these people go, it's New Year, I'm going to get to work extra early. I watched some kind of YouTube video with some ex-Navy SEAL who told me about how they got their day started early and they're all trying it right now. Don't worry. If you're like me in an early morning commuter, it's okay. These people every year, they come out right here at the beginning of the new year. They're going to get off on the right foot. They're going to set a new thing. They're going to go to work 2 hours early and get all this stuff done. And they're going to exercise. By next week, they'll be finished. But right now, they're on the roadways. A higher volume of traffic, pedestrian, and vehicular this morning as it is amateur morning on this first workday of 2019.
And that's like people who work at gyms. They just wait it out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another first couple of weeks.
And then just a few less.
The pillow gets more and more comfortable as the year goes along.
But they're out this morning, so prepare yourself for that. All right, 609 FM Talk 106.5. We'll get the latest on traffic, vehicular, and pedestrian going on this morning. Also, weather updates from Dr. Bill Williams. And right now, we'll catch headlines with Kelly Finley.
All righty, our first headlines of the new year. Happy 2019, everyone. It is Wednesday. Happy hump day as well. We are, I believe, at day 11 of a government shutdown, and President Donald Trump last Friday signed an executive order freezing pay for government workers for this new year. You'll recall the president promised this move earlier this year to cancel the proposed 2.1% pay increase federal workers were set to receive in January of 2019. The order also cancels the locality pay, and that was supposed to be increased as well, which would provide extra pay based on the region of the country where employees are located. Last year, federal workers received a 1.4% pay raise, and that locality pay brought the total raise to an average of 1.9%. Now, the good news is this order does not impact pay for uniformed military personnel who will receive a 2.6% pay increase. This is the largest in 9 years. As it stands, roughly 380,000 federal employees are on furlough, and another 420,000 are working without pay during the partial government shutdown. But as we heard in, with our news partners, our national news partners, there's some meetings that could happen today. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, that both sides will come to some sort of agreement and everybody will be happy. That's our New Year's resolution.
That and get out early to the workout place. Yes.
Shiny, happy people. Okay. A wild police chase in Louisiana ends with three suspects taken into custody here in Alabama. It's all connected to a robbery and shooting of a Louisiana store clerk. The suspects were captured in Montgomery County. But listen to this. Authorities had to use spike strips to stop the vehicle. The Washington Parish Sheriff's Department, they posted all the details on Facebook. So there were arrests for these, there were warrants for the arrests of the three. They were accused of the armed robbery and attempted first-degree murder of a store clerk. And these people who are involved from Mississippi and around the age of 17. Yeah, and the surveillance video, that's what captured my attention, because you can see one of them with a shotgun. This happened at the J&Z Quick Stop on Louisiana 21. The employee was outside of the business doing his daily routine as the suspects, they pull up in the parking lot. Two armed suspects got out of the vehicle carrying shotguns. They confronted the employee. A fight occurred. The employee was shot. Suspects walked right past the wounded employee.
Wow.
Went into the store, took the cash, took the merchandise before driving away. At last check, this victim is in critical condition. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 612 FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you along. Remember, text line is open at 343-0106.
Selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A new federal rule will force hospitals to be more transparent with patients. Starting this week, hospitals will have to post a master list of services online, along with how much each service costs. But experts warn the prices online might not reflect your final bill.
Sometimes you get in and say you're going to have a knee replacement, and then there's a complication.
Florida workers will be getting more money in their paychecks in 2019. The minimum wage is now $8.46. That's up from $8.25. Overnight, lottery officials announced a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold. The $425 million jackpot will go to someone who purchased the ticket in New York. Florida's biggest winners in last night's drawing will take home a $10,000 prize. It may have been the largest crowd to ever run into the Gulf on New Year's Day in our area. Thousands flocked to the Floribama for the annual Polar Bear Plunge. The owner estimates they had a record-breaking crowd of 5,000 people. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, 616 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Only one more football game to play to cap off the 2018 NCAA season. That'll come on Monday night when Alabama faces Clemson for the national championship. Over New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, there were 11 games. On Monday, Oregon snuck past Michigan State 7-6 to win the Red Box Bowl. Saw a great tweet that if you watch the Red Box Bowl 24 hours after it ends, you owe them another dollar, believe it or not. Ducks quarterback Justin Herbert hit Dylan Mitchell on a 28-yard pass for the game winner in the fourth quarter. That's now 28 consecutive games for Herbert with a touchdown pass, the longest streak in the nation. Stanford beat Pittsburgh 14-13 in the Sun Bowl. Stanford running back Cameron Scarlett had 94 yards rushing and two touchdowns in the win. In the Military Bowl, Cincinnati rallied to beat Virginia Tech 35-31. Running back Michael Warren ran for a career-high 166 yards and two touchdowns, including the go-ahead score with a minute and a half to play. The loss dropped Virginia Tech to 6-7 this season and snapped a 25-year streak of winning seasons for the Hokies. Oklahoma State outlasted number 23-ranked Missouri to win the AutoZone Liberty Bowl 38-33. Cowboys quarterback Taylor Cornelius tied a Liberty Bowl record with four touchdown passes. And after that, the number 22-ranked Northwestern Wildcats won a rainy Holiday Bowl against the number 17-ranked Utah Utes 31-20. Utah had six turnovers Monday night. Northwestern converted three of those turnovers into 21 points in a nine-minute stretch in the third quarter. And to end Monday's slate of games, Texas A&M smashed NC State 52-13 in the Gator Bowl. Aggies running back Travion Williams ran for a Gator Bowl record 236 yards and three touchdowns and also set the Aggies' single-season rushing record. Williams passed Darren Lewis's previous record of 1,692 yards, and Williams finished his season with 1,760 yards after his performance on Monday. The junior running back is expected to leave school early and enter the NFL draft. Yesterday, there were five more bowl games. To begin the day, Iowa rallied to defeat number 18-ranked Mississippi State 27-22 in the Outback Bowl. Iowa only had 199 yards total and finished the day with negative 15 rushing yards, but the Hawkeyes defense converted three Mississippi State turnovers into 17 points to pull off the upset win. In the Citrus Bowl, number 14 Kentucky beat number 12 Penn State 27-24. Wildcats running back Benny Snell Jr. ran for 144 yards and two touchdowns to become Kentucky's career rushing leader. The win means that UK finished the season with a 10-3 record, the first 10-win Kentucky season since 1977, when the Wildcats went 10-1. In the Fiesta Bowl, Ed Orgeron's number 11-ranked LSU Tigers beat the 8th-ranked Central Florida Knights. Tigers quarterback Joe Burrow threw for 394 yards and four touchdowns to end UCF's 25-game winning streak. The Knights had last lost in the 2016 Cure Bowl against Arkansas State. In the New Year's Rose Bowl game, Urban Meyer ended his Ohio State coaching career with a win as the 6th-ranked Buckeyes held on to defeat the 9th-ranked Washington Huskies 28-23. Dwayne Haskins passed for 251 yards and three touchdowns. Following the game, Meyer was asked whether he ever plans to coach again.
Why do you believe that you won't coach again?
Well, I think I'm very blessed, and this has been, I know, relatively young, but I started young. 17 years as a head coach, 33 years doing this, and just very fortunate, and I do believe I'm done.
And to end the New Year's slate of games, the number 15-ranked Texas Longhorns upset the 5th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs 28-21. Longhorns quarterback Sam Ellinger ran for 3 touchdowns to lead Texas to their first 10-win season since 2009. And some sad news yesterday in the college football world. Tyler Trent, the 20-year-old former Purdue student who inspired countless sports fans with his gratitude and grace, died of a rare form of bone cancer yesterday. Trent's story and inspiring attitude while facing cancer has helped generate awareness and donations for cancer research. He became the face of the Purdue football program this season and was on hand for many games, including the Boilermakers' October upset win over Ohio State. And just last week, the Indianapolis Colts flew Trent to the Music City Bowl in Nashville so he could be the team captain and watch the Boilermakers match up against Auburn. Before passing, Trent wrote an autobiography titled The Upset, Life, Sports, Death, and the Legacy in Between the Tyler Strong Story. Part of the proceeds from every book purchase goes towards cancer research. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need
the talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. One accident without injury, still clearing at Schillinger and Three Knots. It's been a good ride so far off of Airport. Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, no problems across the Bayway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Traffic starting to build this morning, but nothing out of the ordinary on the way in. 7 decades of football, that makes the ideal gift. Gift tickets to the 70th annual Reese's Senior Bowl on January 26th. On sale now at Senior Bowl headquarters downtown or at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. I know for a lot of people, they'll think it's like a Monday because they had the day off yesterday, but today is Wednesday. A little shortened week here. Just want to bring everybody up to pace on that. And reminder, at least what I saw, traffic busier than normal. The same way New Year's Eve is amateur night for people having maybe one too many champagnes or something, and no, I can't take it. It is amateur morning for people who are trying to get the year off on the right foot. Either they're exercising or going to work earlier, and in the 4 o'clock hour, I saw probably a threefold increase in traffic that I normally see, pedestrian and vehicular. This too will pass. It'll take a couple weeks, so be ready for it.
Doesn't it remind you of being at the grocery store the day before Thanksgiving?
Yes. This is exactly what it is.
Never grocery shop. They're in your way. They're in the middle of the aisle. They park their buggy at one point, and then they go chit chat at another.
So amateur day, I agree. Amateur day would be the day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Amateur night is New Year's Eve.
Okay.
For partiers. Amateur morning is this morning.
Okay, wait a minute though. Don't forget Christmas Eve when
Christmas
everyone
parties.
No. People who are trying to get last minute gifts.
I don't know. I can't say that's amateur. Because I think that's what you're supposed to do.
No, what I saw this year, the type of driving, okay, if you want to call it that, and I use loosely the air quotes, because people, of course, a red light means go. because you have to make the light to make it to your destination.
Well, it's orange. It was really more orange than it was red.
Magenta.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All right, so we're lining them up. So yes. Amateur days, amateur mornings, amateur hours. And time for headlines. Here's professional Kelly Finley.
You? Race car driver, you mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This morning, we're hearing from Representative Mo Brooks. He is directly blaming Democrats for American deaths due to their not providing funding to build that border wall, saying, quote, "It's a very tough position that the Democrats have put us in. On the one hand, you've got thousands of Americans who are dead each year because the Democrats refuse to secure our borders. Those Americans are dying either because they've been murdered by illegal aliens, vehicular homicides by illegal aliens, or the illegal narcotics that are shipped into our country by illegal aliens and their drug cartels with the drug overdoses that are in the tens of thousands of lost American lives per year." Excuse me. President Donald Trump, you know, has requested $5 billion in funding for the wall. And since he didn't receive it, that is why we're in a partial government shutdown, which kicked off at 12:01 December 22nd. In an interview with WAAY-TV, Brooks specifically blamed incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for the deaths of thousands of Americans each year because of illegal aliens. So this is a new headline this morning. We're going to hear more about this as we get closer to will they or won't they have a meeting today. If you depend on Social Security, good news, you'll see an increase in your benefits this month. More than 62 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.8% cost of living adjustment on this month's check. So cost of living adjustment is also known as COLA. Okay. So more than 8 million supplemental security income beneficiaries will also see the change. This 2019 increase, it marks the biggest hike since 2012 when the COLA was 3.6%. So if you're wondering, how does that average out for the month? The change will mean an extra $39 per month, or roughly $468 a year for your benefits of $1,400 a month. A portion of the increase will be gobbled up, though, by higher monthly premiums for Medicare Part B recipients. Those costs will increase by $1.50 per month, which means it goes up to $134 compared to last year. Recipients were told of the change via mail last month. The Social Security increase is tied to the changes in the Consumer Price Index as determined by the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Update us on our forecast. Plus, speaking of the border wall, New Year's Eve, another run at the border there in Tijuana. About 100 Central American caravan migrants failed in their attempt to cross the border Monday night. The migrants were in Tijuana, Mexico, attempting to cross over into San Diego when border security, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, hurled smoke bombs at the migrants, holding them back from crossing. We'll talk more about that coming up. Right now, we'll check headlines with News 5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Overnight, lottery officials announced a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold. The $425 million jackpot will go to someone who purchased the ticket in New York. Florida's biggest winners in last night's drawing will take home a $10,000 prize. DUI arrests were down in Mobile and Baldwin counties on New Year's Eve. In 2017, there were 10 arrests on New Year's Eve, compared to just one Monday night. Bar employees and customers we spoke with believe ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft played a role in the decline.
A lot of people are realizing that the $7 or $15 or even $30 for an Uber or Lyft is a lot cheaper than $3,500 for DUI.
You can get your car washed and help out a good cause. Griffith Service Station in Midtown Mobile is teaming up with the American Cancer Society, donating 10% of their sales in January to the organization. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's day 12 of the partial government shutdown, with Democrats poised to take control of the House of Representatives tomorrow. Correspondent Jessica Dean tells us funding for a border wall remains the sticking point, with positions unchanging.
The two sides in the shutdown still pretty far apart. President Donald Trump, for the past several days, has been tweeting about the wall, how he must have the wall, and the $5 billion to fund it.
The president has invited Republican and Democratic congressional leaders to the White House this afternoon for what is being billed as a briefing on border security. Asian stock markets saw losses on the first trading day of 2019 today, and European exchanges are also seeing drops this hour. Here at home, pre-market trading indicates another rough day may be ahead on Wall Street. Stock futures now showing massive losses ahead of the opening bell. Frontier Airlines says they're still investigating why passengers on a Cleveland to Tampa plane became ill yesterday. They're looking at a drinking fountain at their Cleveland concourse. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Pharmaceutical companies are ringing in the new year by raising the price of hundreds of drugs, with Allergan setting the pace with increases of nearly 10% on more than two dozen products. More than three dozen drug makers yesterday raised the prices on hundreds of medicines, with the average increase 6.3%. Overall, price increases, including recently restored price increases from Pfizer, continue to exceed inflation. Big banks calculated that giant credit card rewards would make consumers spend more, earning the banks more interest and boosting their returns. They calculated wrong. The Wall Street Journal says consumers have figured out how to game the system, spending just enough to earn generous sign-up bonuses, then abandoning the cards in a drawer. Others pay their bills in full and avoid interest charges and late fees. After ratcheting up perks for several years, banks now face increasing costs associated with those cards. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, now at Cottage Hill in Solly Road. That's an accident without injury. State troopers now, Highway 43 northbound, just south of Salco Road in Axis. Involves a large truck and an SUV, but has no injuries. Bayway, the Causeway, still a good ride over towards Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Here we are. New year to work with, but let's look back over the next or the last couple days here. And we've had a lot of rain, Dr. Bill. That's been the story for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, we finished the month of December with 9.48 inches of rain officially at the airport. That was well above normal for December, but that rally didn't get us up to normal for the year. We ended up with a little over 63 inches, and the normal rainfall is 66. So we're about almost 3 inches below normal for the year. And but now we've already started out with some rain for January. Yesterday we picked up a little over a half an inch of rain, and we've got more on the way. Doesn't seem like we can ever get rid of this weather system, but there is some hope. And it looks like Friday and over the weekend we'll finally get some clearing skies and some cooler temperatures. As for today, we've got a stationary front right across Pensacola and Mobile. It's going to, of course, be stationary. It means it's going to stay around for a while. And a series of upper air disturbances will move across that front. And as they do, it'll produce showers. So look for some shower activity today. Temperatures on the mild side, 68 for this afternoon. Now, tonight, a low-pressure system will move off the Texas coast, and this is going to bring more rain to the Gulf Coast for the next 24 to 48 hours. So tonight, look for numerous showers developing and temperatures in the upper 50s. And then for Thursday, a rainy day, as that low moves across Mississippi and into northern Alabama. And so Thursday will be cloudy with showers and a high in the mid-60s. The low will finally move out through Tennessee and onto the East Coast on Friday, and we'll see clearing skies, maybe a shower or two in the morning on Friday, but the rest of the day mostly sunny. A little cooler, about 62, but then falling into the upper 30s Friday night. The weekend looks great. Sunny and 62 Saturday, sunny and 65 on Sunday.
You know, it's been wet, like you described. Also, it's not been particularly cold, Dr. Bill. Anything in the 30,000-foot view that shows anything in the future getting back to some colder temps?
No, it looks like this weekend, for example, we just get back to normal. The normal high this time of the year is 61, a little around 40 degrees. So we're getting close to that for the weekend, and we'll start to warm up early next week. So right now, we don't see any major cold wave. The coldest I believe we've had so far this season at the airport is 31. And,
wow.
So that's, by winter standards, that's kind of mild.
Yeah.
Slight freeze, yeah.
And compared to last year, remember, we had early in the winter. Now, it didn't last the whole winter, but we had a big outbreak of cold early in the winter last year.
Yeah, well, actually, into January. January was very cold last year, I mean, the early part of February. And but whether we're going to see that, I'm not so sure. One concern I have right now is this storm system coming off the Texas coast is going to spread a lot of rain for tonight and especially tomorrow and tomorrow night. And some of the heaviest rains will be over areas that got a lot of rain over the last week or so, interior southeast Mississippi and interior southwest Alabama. So they could pick up 2 to 4 inches or more of rain, and already we've got some rivers that are pretty high coming down to the Mississippi coast and also through southwest Alabama.
That is for sure. I personally, yep. Tom Bigby River is a big flood right now, as the Alabama is. And like you said, the Leaf and the Chickasaw and the Pascagoula already flooded. Dr. Bill, this kind of information, what we do in a year, highs, lows, all that kind of stuff, that's what people can pick up in the new Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, you've got to get a hold of one of those or get some friends, get some for your friends, because a lot of information, hurricanes and tide tables, and you'll find them at West Marine here in Mobile and also down at Dog River. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, Robert Moore Christmas Town. They also have copies. If you're over on the Eastern Shore, stop in at Old Time Garden Supply or Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Centers, also they have copies, as well as Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. Or come right by our studios here at 106.5, and we have copies here for you.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 60 now. We're coming right back. Headlines with Kelly next.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Tuskegee Institute track star Alice Coachman was the first black female athlete to win an Olympic gold medal. At the 1948 London Olympics, Coachman set an Olympic record in the high jump with a leap of 5 feet 6 1/8 inches. She was one of 12 torchbearers for the Atlanta Olympic Games in 1996. Coachman was inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in 1997 and the United States Olympic Hall of Fame in 2004.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, we're just showing some video and some pictures here. I guess I could post those up, but without having anything a standard or a baseline. What I'm getting at is Dr. Bill talked about the saturation in southeast Mississippi, and we have property right on the Mississippi-Alabama line over there west of Chatham, and we had so much rain last week that it overtopped the dams, was covering our roadway. We're not in a lowland. I mean, we're in uplands, and covered the roadway coming in and coming out, and I know along the Tom Bigbee River, big flooding going on there over top of the bank in the area of Bates Lake, down through there, also the Alabama River up. You're in warning for a lot of camps up and down the river, a lot of people's properties up and down the river. It's going to 12 feet at Berry Steam Plant here in the next few days. A very big river. Do take that into account as these rivers continue to rise. And Dr. Bill says, here comes more rain. All right, 642, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Happy 2019 to you. Let's get you started with some news from our nation's capital, if you will. As the outgoing Chief of Staff, John Kelly, he cleared up a few items before he said adios, saying no, it was not President Trump who instituted the policy of separating immigrant families at the border. In fact, he says it was former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, saying, quote, what happened was Jeff Sessions, he was the one that instituted the zero tolerance process on the border that resulted in both people being detained and the family separation. He surprised us. That's a direct quote from John Kelly in the latest edition of the LA Times. As for Sessions, of course, he resigned last November at the president's request, thanks to their relationship souring due to his recusal from the investigation into possible Russian interference of the 2016 presidential election. So back to that interview in the LA Times, Kelly held his job for 18 months. He also goes on to say, quote, illegal immigrants overwhelmingly are not bad people, and that he had, quote, nothing but compassion for them, the young kids. And he also admitted that, yes, quote, we do have an immigration problem. You can read that entire article online if you'd wish to see more of that interview in the LA Times. In your business headlines, Sears has announced late last week that they are closing even more stores as they continue to struggle their way through bankruptcy. The company said that they will close 80 Sears and Kmart locations by late March of this year. The announcement came as the chairman is trying to do whatever he can to help save the company. Sears Holdings announced in October of last year that they were filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and would close 150 stores by the end of 2018. There are currently, if you're wondering, there is currently only one Sears store in the state of Alabama. It's located in Hoover. There are no remaining Sears-owned Kmart stores in Alabama. Sears currently operates 687 Sears and Kmart stores, which is down from nearly 2,000 stores just, 6 years ago. Liquidation sales are expected to begin at the remaining stores in the next 2 weeks. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The only good news about that is a chance to get many pairs of Tough Skins at a deep discount. That'll be pants I had to wear as a child. Tough Skins, and the mother put knee patches on top of the Tough Skins.
I love how you call her mother.
That's like taking, you know, a bulletproof vest and putting some extra metal plating on
she
the outside of it.
She was getting you ready for life.
Exactly. And walking in them was like walking in a pair of stilts or something. Uh-huh. You couldn't actually bend your knee.
At least they weren't corduroys, so that you couldn't sneak up on somebody. Zip, 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 zip.
If anybody who wore Tough Skins knows what I'm talking about, you didn't sneak up on anybody in those things. It's like wearing roofing metal that was shaped into pants. That's
Stop
for sure.
It. Your mom was just getting you ready for life.
That's right. There's something that and the. I don't know how rough she thought I was going to be on my pants.
All that
right.
Hunting you do. I mean, you're,
yeah,
you
but
are.
I don't wear
so
Tough Skins. You could get. I mean, Lord knows I could build a boat out of Tough Skins. Also, sad news from over the last couple of days here is, I learned a lot about this man when I moved, bought my first house back home here in Chickasaw years and years ago. Mm-hmm. And quickly, when you move to Chickasaw, you get told, you know, what you need to know to be a resident of Chickasaw. And one of the many things was, hey, this is the home of Ray Sawyer, as in Dr. Hook and Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. Remember that? Well, Dr. Hook's publicist told Page6.com he died in Daytona Beach, Florida, after suffering from, quote, a brief illness from which he didn't recover. Actual cause of death is not given. They said the last few years he's been in declining health. More on this from an AL.com story. It says the sometimes flamboyant member of Dr. Hook was born in Chickasaw, which is near Mobile. Yeah. During the early years of his music career, he played drums at several Mobile nightclubs and performed with a band called the Chocolate Papers. Sawyer, known for singing lead vocal on cover of the Rolling Stone. He's also a member of the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. Pretty high honor there. Some great names on that list. Sawyer appeared on a string of hits in the 70s and 80s, including Sylvia's Mother, A Little Bit More, Only 16, Walk Right In, Sharing the Night Together. Mm-hmm. When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman. Remember that one? Better Love Next Time, and Sexy Eyes. Dead at age 81. Dr. Hook, or as he's known when he was born there in Chickasaw, Ray Sawyer. 646 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back.
When you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 844-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A new federal rule will force hospitals to be more transparent with patients. Starting this week, hospitals will have to post a master list of services online, along with how much each service costs. But experts warn the prices online might not reflect your final bill.
Sometimes you get in and say you're going to have a knee replacement, and then there's a complication.
Florida workers will be getting more money in their paychecks in 2019. The minimum wage is now $8.46. That's up from $8.25. Overnight, lottery officials announced a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold. The $425 million jackpot will go to someone who purchased the ticket in New York. Florida's biggest winners in last night's drawing will take home a $10,000 prize. It may have been the largest crowd to ever run into the Gulf on New Year's Day in our area. Thousands flocked to the Floribama for the annual Polar Bear Plunge. The owner estimates they had a record-breaking crowd of 5,000 people. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
All right, new music. For the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Sports Report.
That's actually one of the ringtones from my phone.
Yeah. I'm glad you had that one because it's perfect for what we're trying to do here. It is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. I'm Dalton Orwig. Only one more game to play to cap off the 2018 NCAA football season. That'll come on Monday night when Alabama faces Clemson for the national championship. Over New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, there were 11 games. On Monday, Oregon snuck past Michigan State 7-6 to win the Red Box Bowl. Stanford beat Pittsburgh 14-13 in the Sun Bowl. In the Military Bowl, Cincinnati rallied to beat Virginia Tech 35-31. Oklahoma State outlasted number 23-ranked Missouri to win the AutoZone Liberty Bowl 38-33. Cowboys quarterback Taylor Cornelius tied a Liberty Bowl record with 4 touchdown passes in the win. The number 22-ranked Northwestern Wildcats won a rainy Holiday Bowl against the number 17-ranked Utah Utes 31-20. And to end Monday's slate of games, Texas A&M smashed NC State 52-13 in the Gator Bowl. Aggies running back Travion Williams ran for a Gator Bowl record 236 yards and 3 touchdowns and also set the Aggies' single-season rushing record. Williams passed Darren Lewis's previous record of 1,692 yards and finished his season with 1,760 yards after his performance Monday. The junior back is expected to leave school early and enter the NFL draft. Yesterday, there were 5 more bowl games. To begin the day, Iowa rallied to defeat number 18-ranked Mississippi State 27-22 in the Outback Bowl. Iowa only had 199 yards total and finished the day with negative 15 rushing yards, but the Hawkeyes defense converted 3 Mississippi State turnovers into 17 points to pull off the upset win. In the Citrus Bowl, number 14 Kentucky beat number 12 Penn State 27-24. The win means that UK finished the season with a 10-3 record. The first 10-win Kentucky season since 1977. In the Fiesta Bowl, Ed Orgeron's number 11-ranked LSU Tigers beat the 8th-ranked Central Florida Knights. That ended UCF's 25-game winning streak. In the New Year's Rose Bowl game, Urban Meyer ended his Ohio State coaching career with a win as the 6th-ranked Buckeyes held on to defeat the 9th-ranked Washington Huskies 28-23. After the game, Meyer was asked about his coaching prospects for the future.
Why do you believe that you won't coach again?
Well, I think I'm very blessed, and this has been, I know, relatively young, but I started young. 17 years as a head coach, 33 years doing this, and just very fortunate, and I do believe I'm done.
And in the New Year's slate of games, number 15-ranked Texas upset the 5th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs 28-21. And some sad news yesterday in the college football world. Tyler Trent, the 20-year-old former Purdue student who inspired countless sports fans with his gratitude and grace, died of a rare form of bone cancer on Tuesday. Trent's story and inspiring attitude while facing cancer helped generate awareness and donations for cancer research. He became the face of the Purdue football program this season and was on hand for many games, including the Boilermakers' October upset win over Ohio State. Before passing, Trent wrote an autobiography titled The Upset: Life, Sports, Death, and the Legacy in Between, the Tyler Strong Story. Part of the proceeds from every book purchase goes towards cancer research. 6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers wrapping up accidents at Cottage Hill and Sully without injuries. Also, Highway 43 northbound just south of Salco Road in Axis involves a large truck and SUV, but once again has no injuries. Host a Mardi Gras party from your own private balcony on Royal Street in downtown Mobile. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these garage balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Private restrooms are just steps away. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 656 FM Talk 1065. And time for headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
It's a pretty sweet headline for you. Our news partners over at WKRG confirmed that happening today, Bluebell Ice Cream is going to take on a very well-known flavor. The Mardi Gras King Cake Ice Cream was released in select areas last year during carnival season. Well, guess what? The ice cream is making its way back to the freezers today. It's a cinnamon cake flavored ice cream, which includes a pastry pieces, colorful green cream cheese swirl, and candy sprinkles. It will be available for a limited time in a half gallon. So it's like we said Happy New Year and Hello Mardi Gras all in one swoop. Love it.
Or scoop.
Oh, that was so good. Laissez-le bon ton roulet. Happy 2019. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And a reminder, too, our friends over at Cammie's Old Dutch, they've got their moon pie ice cream available now. So stop nice. By and get your moon pie ice cream. She did pink champagne sorbet the other day as well.
Love Cammie.
And if you didn't get it in time for, if you didn't get this for Christmas, you can get it for yourself now. Mm-hmm. A year's worth of ice cream. That's what we've done with the kids, and you get different ice cream each month.
Oh, my God.
It's a winner.
Speaking of winner, every time the women's basketball team at USA, the Jags, when they win, that's their tradition. Go have some ice cream.
It's good stuff. Y'all check it out today. We'll be right back.